Hey, Lego's in the news again today. Have you seen this? Lego, in the papers today. It's being accused of ruining the world. Yeah, I know. Lego is ruining the world. That's not according to me. It's according to Ben Fogle, the TV presenter. He's quoted as saying, and I quote, "Where once Lego offered a whimsical form of escapism into the world of the subconscious, encouraging creativity and imagination, it's not anymore. It's transformed itself into a rigid, box-ticking discipline where children are encouraged to build by conformity." What he's saying is this. In the olden days, you had your bricks and you could build what you want. Today, you buy the box and you have to follow the rules. And you can't really make anything other than what's on the front of the box. Peter Jenkinson, I love this man. I know I do. I love him. He's a toyologist. He runs the website toyology.co.uk. I wonder where he stands on this. Let's ask him. He's on the line now. Peter, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Well, I am on the line, but I'm definitely not on the fence.
So is Lego ruining the world, Peter?
Well, I was just listening to you reciting Ben Fogle's statement, which said lots and there were lots of words in there that said really very little. It was quite interesting. He was a Lego ambassador just 4 years ago. Ooh. He was blowing the trumpet of Lego for an entire year and probably doing all right out of it. Thank you very much. So Lego's not ruining anybody's creativity. You can buy the boxes and you can follow the instructions. But like an IKEA flat pack, you can modulate them and put them together in different ways. There's no reason you can't. Or you just don't buy the boxes that have a preset formula. You buy the Lego bricks, which are still widely available. Without the boxes that are many of the licensed products which Lego have on the market now, which are massively popular, which saw a resurgence in Lego's fortunes. You know, 11, 12 years ago, they were on the brink. Now it's the world's biggest toy company, and these predefined sets are a large part of their success. But as I say, if you want to buy bricks, there's loads of bricks out there.
I take it you're a Lego fan. From what you've said.
I'm quite a Lego fan.
Yeah.
I'm quite a Lego fan. I have to predetermine each week, I think, what kind of new Lego sets are coming out, which ones we need to review, which ones are worth work we need to talk about so that we don't give them too much airtime. But we are big fans. And it's something that just appeals to all ages and continues to do so. And fans of, if you're a fan of Star Wars or you're a fan of the Lego Friends franchise or you just want to do some architecture or you're a grown-up and you just want to gather some bricks and make your own thing, there's a little bit of something for everybody, which is why I'm such a fan. It's like it's the biggest collaborative toy that gets, you know, parents and kids sitting down together and kids of all ages being really creative. So I can't for one moment imagine how it's possible for somebody to think it's stifling creativity.
Well, what he's saying then is, I'll tell you, you're an 8-year-old. Pretend you're an 8-year-old, Peter. Yep. You want a bit of Lego, so you buy the Death Star kit and follow the rules to the letter until your Death Star kit looks exactly as the same as it does on the box.
Amazing.
As an 8-year-old, you don't bother with the Lego bricks anymore. You don't want those because you're being thrust these new creations. They're being thrust onto you, so you shun the bricks and therefore you're not making what comes out your mind, you're making what comes off the paper.
But you're being creative in the way that you're seeing something, you're seeing a form come together. You start with a pile of bricks next to a picture of a Death Star. So even if you go through the predefined formula, you are being creative because you're creating something from this pile, this mound of almost nothingness of grey and blacks and reds. And it ends up as a Death Star. That's got to be a really thrilling experience. And then after that, if you don't want to keep the Death Star, then you reenact a new Pope from 1977, drop it on the floor and make something completely different.
Wonderful stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you all the way. I once built a football stand out of Lego, so I know what I'm doing with me Lego.
Fantastic. Have you got pictures that we can share of that, by the way? I'm really intrigued about the football stand.
I'd love to. I should have, shouldn't I? It took me a while. It was a double-decker as well. It wasn't just the one level. No, it was a double-decker with a tunnel in the middle.
Sounds fantastic.
It was. Peter, and so are you. It's always lovely speaking to you. I think you've put the record straight.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Cheers, have a great day.
And you too. Peter Jenkinson is a toyologist. He runs the website toyology.co.uk. He's having none of this. But in a way, can you see where Ben Fogle's coming from? You don't buy the bricks on their own. You don't buy a box of bricks anymore, a bucket of bricks, I think they used to call them, and build what you want. Let your imagination run riot. Kids don't do that anymore. They buy the model. Death Star is the obvious example that we've just used. And you build according to the instructions until you've got the model exactly as it is on the box. Has he got a point or not? Well, you're free to discuss it.